Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually got to the point now, when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts, I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
He didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC, nothing.
But I've been forgotten, I do.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Well, somebody's back at it. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GO-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Seriously. I mean, part of what I want to talk about in a little bit here is, again, I know you're tired of hearing it, then do it. Some of you are already doing it, so it's not for you. I get it. But you know, like the old Sesame Street, right? Repetition is the best way to get a point across. And that's what I want to do now. I want to make sure that we get it, you know, I get my point across. When it comes to, you know, local politics, for instance, you want to be on it. You want to know who the people, I mean, I find it interesting, some of the people I'm talking with. And I get it. I'm in it all the time. I'm buried in it. So I get it. But, I mean, the reality here is if you've got kids in the school district, then find out who your school trustees are. Find out who runs the Board of Education. What parties they belong to. Not sorry, but you know what I mean. And where they stand on certain issues. School boards, they always say, are nonpartisan race. But remember, you know, people belong to a party because they believe in its platform. They believe what it's spewing, what it's pushing. So if they're a Democrat, find out how far into that they are. Same thing with Republicans. Find out where they stand. You know, I'm talking to somebody today about vetting out candidates. Or talking about the candidates. And I said point blank, I said, I want you to think about something. He says, well, they have the same family values, or that person believes in family values. And I said, really? What does that mean? And he looked at me and I said, I want you to think about something. When a Democrat, in most cases, majority of cases, says they believe in redoing the immigration laws, tightening up the immigration laws, or you know, fixing the immigration laws. What they mean by that, in most cases, is open borders. People should be allowed to come here for any reason. We should embrace everybody that comes in. That's what they believe. Most conservative Republicans, when they say the same words, we've got to fix the immigration laws, we've got a broken immigration system, what they mean, tighten up the borders, secure the borders, make sure people come here the right way, they've got the paperwork they need, and we can vet them. Same words, two totally different meanings from different sides of the planet. Really. And we need to fix that. We need to be on that. And at the local level especially, look into the school board members. Look into the water board members. I started talking about this earlier. Water board, great power from these people. They decide how many homes you can build, how many you can't. How the businesses get to operate, how many schools can be built. Right? Big deal, isn't it? So pay attention to those positions. Pay attention to who's vying for them, who's trying to get into them. Right? 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. So, there's so many good stories I can get on here. And I will. This is going to be kind of rapid fire at this hour. We're going to hit as many of them as we can. You know, they're in the chat room and in other places too, not just the chat room. They're talking about the slap felt around the world. Not really. Nobody really cared. They still got dismal ratings. I mean, the little segments got more attention than all this other stuff. Whether Will Smith did it on purpose, I don't really care. You know, it just shows you how Hollywood is, how fake they are, what they're willing to do to get what they want. You know, when they talk about that Don't Say Gay bill in Florida, I mean, they were almost excited about the fact that they were taunting or making fun of DeSantis. And in reality, it makes fun of them. And I say that because if you think about it, they were showing you that they don't have a clue. They have no idea what that bill is about. Absolutely none. Just in the way they were talking. So, stop watching the award show. And think about that. That particular award show is all of them choosing which one of them is better than the other one. Who lied better? That's what I like the best. You know, that's my saying, right? I mean, these people make $1 billion lying about who they are. Making believe they're somebody else. Making believe they're something that they're actually not. So that makes them smarter than you. That's why the slap yesterday when people were talking about it, I said, hey, it wouldn't be hard for them to fake it now, would it? That's what they do on a regular basis. They know how to throw a fake punch. They know how to throw a fake slap. College doubled down on allowing men to compete against female athletes. Grinnell College, a private institution in Iowa, they declared its opposition to the state's new law that prevents men from competing on women's sports teams. Now, the Grinnell College, again, is opposed to this new state law. On March 3rd, Governor Kim Reynolds signed the House Bill 2416 into law, which mandates that the biological distinction between sports divisions for both private and public universities. Now, don't you love it how they scream about following the law, except when they're supposed to follow the law, right? So I'm going to see your host. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert. Filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless. Dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Now, Tammy was in here with me. She'd be dancing around the desk over here. You know what I'm saying? Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, get involved, get engaged. You know, truly be part of the conversation. I mean, I want to make sure that you guys really understand what's going on. 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, I got to bring this up because this is, let me finish this other story. This one just came to me. Somebody reminded me of it. I'm like, I forgot to do that one. Anyway, so we're talking about how the a college, Grinnell College, has decided, even though the law says one thing, they're going to do something else. And this is, again, isn't it funny how when the Democrats or the hardcore lefties, when they want you to fall in line, they tell you that nobody's above the law. Well, except for them. Right? Nobody's above the law. Follow the law. Do what the law says to do. Except they don't have to. They do it over and over and over again. It's nothing new. And Grinnell College is a private institution. So for those of you parents that are sending your kids to school there because you think they're going to compete, you know, a lot of people get into some of these private colleges because of their ability, their sports ability. So if your son or daughter's going there now, you better open your mouth. You're going to lose. I'm dead serious. You're going to lose. Because your daughter's going to be put, like you're seeing happen now in swimming. It's not just going to be swimming. There's so many other sports, too, to go along with this. So, the same day that the governor signed the law into, signed the bill into law, which mandates the biological distinction between sports divisions for both private and public universities, Grinnell President Ann Harris sent a statement to the college community expressing the institution's opposition to the law, so therefore they weren't going to adhere to it. Right? Come on, let that sink in for a second. The legislation contradicts our values here. We will continue to monitor likely legal challenges to this legislation, as well as, you know, actions that might be taken by the NCAA. Harris also, you know, they keep telling us to follow the science. And science is very clear on the differences between the two bodies. Even if your testosterone level as a male is in the dumper, you still have the same body mass, bone density, the whole nine yards. Harris stated the House Bill 2416 goes against Grinnell's non-discrimination policy, which the president said explicitly states that we will not discriminate based on sex, gender identity, or gender expression. And I love how they came up with all these terms. And they snuck them in quietly. Now, most parents who aren't plugged in probably sat there and thought, oh, wait a minute. This is good because you don't want to discriminate because somebody's a female or a male. I get that. That's cool. All right. Somebody's gay or lesbian. We don't want them to be discriminated against. Even in the transgender world, as a daily walker would have you, you know, they probably say, well, you know, whatever, if that's what they believe they are, then let them do that. But now what's happening is, isn't it funny, you're seeing more and more males that are coming out as female. Now, you know what I've said, and it's infuriated some, go through the operation, do the full thing, and then let's talk. Make the commitment, and not just for the sports season. Grinnell Athletic Director Andy Hamilton told the college students run newspaper, the Scarlet and Black, that the institution is going to continue to use inclusive practices for trans-identified athletes. Those practices are consistent with the core values of the college. Yeah, we're going to break the law. Women's soccer head coach Kirsten Koester told the paper, I think everybody in the office would want people to know that we're going to do everything in our power to support our trans female athletes. I mean, not one of these people, not one, in this lunatic left world, you know, has said there is obviously a difference between the two, and we'll try to make accommodations, or, no, they don't care. I keep telling you guys that. It's all about ideology. So you little left trolls that are trolling the show on a regular basis, it's all about their ideology, what they believe to be truth, what they believe to be right. They don't really care what you think. They really don't. Let's just be honest about it. We strongly condemn the attempts to regulate, encroach upon, and destroy the lives of trans children. Who's trying to destroy their lives? Do you care about the lives that are destroyed of the young ladies that have given their lives, shunned everything else, and the parents that have brought them on a daily basis, whether it's the baseball field, softball field, the swim team, the whatever? Do you care about them? No, you don't. Can we just be honest about it? You don't. Right? And they're blaming Republicans for this. There are many. I've talked to them myself, just in my own local area. There are many Democrats, hardcore Democrats, as a matter of fact, that are against this. That are against biological males competing in female sports. So they can do all the fighting they want to do. I think it'll come down to, I'm hoping it comes down to science, real science. Governor Kristi Noem signed a Senate Bill 46 to protect women's sports in February. Right? Same legislation was signed by Florida governor. You're seeing, Idaho, Arkansas, Mississippi, Alabama, Montana, Tennessee, Texas, West Virginia also take similar action. Campus Reform contacted every individual mentioned in this article. Not one of them called him back. I wonder why. Really. I get a kick out of this, by the way. Very few of them want to have a one-on-one conversation around this stuff. Because they know they'll get their issue handed to them. Right? And again, God forbid, I mean, it's just like one of the reasons that I bring on Zoe and Sonya Schmidt. And I love them both. Brilliant people. Got a real grasp on the issues at hand. But I got tired of hearing from some people how I couldn't talk about women's issues because I'm not a woman. I can't talk about black issues because I'm not. Matter of fact, how do they know I'm not a woman? I mean, if a Supreme Court nominee doesn't know what a woman is, how can I expect you to? Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. We'll be back in a few minutes. You'll see the Joe Messina Show.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
There are signs of progress in peace talks between Russia and Ukraine. This comes as Russia said it would greatly scale back its military activity near Kyiv, but the U.S. and the West aren't buying it, preferring to see what Russia does as opposed to reading what they say. But delegations from the two countries met in Istanbul. Both sides say the talks were constructive. The House January 6th Select Committee have records showing gaps in the White House daily diary and call log from the day the insurrection happened last year. It is now looking into whether former President Trump and his White House staff used so-called burner phones to communicate that day to avoid scrutiny. California Democrat Pete Aguilar spoke to CBS.
It's almost like they didn't want this out there. And so we need to get to the bottom of this.
The Dow was up by 338 points. NASDAQ and S&P 500 up as well. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems a certain voodoo priest who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with me here on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right. God, where was I? I love it when I go reading all these other stories. I forget where I was. Anyway, I'm probably done with that one, so it's good. It's all good. I have so many college stories I want to get through. And I'm going to go as fast as I can because I think it's worth it. The Abby Roth, and I don't know who Abby Roth is, but apparently she's well known in the Twitterverse, the whatever they call this stuff, right? I mean, seriously, I can't keep up with all of it. But Alexis Schwerha, she's a reporter for Campus Reform, sat down with Abby Roth, best known for her YouTube channel, Classically Abby, to discuss traditional values and the concept of living classically. Now, this is where I say to some of my conservative friends, listen, you may not be one of those people that peruses YouTube or any of this stuff, but when you hear about these people that are working hard to support, profess, to push out the values that you're part of, that you agree with, why aren't you helping them? Go check out a couple of her videos. They're not that long. Subscribe to the channel or give it a thumbs up, send it to a couple of friends. This is how you support other people in the conservative movement. Right? And she's supporting traditional values. As a young person, why wouldn't you want to support her? According to Roth, her inspiration for starting the Classic Crew came after not having access to a community of women with similar worldview while in college. The only people I was surrounded with were people who lived out this leftist narrative. A lot of our kids are stuck with that. And they fall into that leftist narrative. They don't even fall into it. They follow it because they want to get along in college. Because they really don't want all the pressure that's going on. And I don't blame them. There's a lot of garbage going on in college. So she goes on to say Roth became determined to find and grow a community that brings, you know, real meaning together. I get it. Right? Where women embrace the same value. See, my idea is to bring empowerment to women in the right way. So use empowerment in the conservative sense. I want women to feel empowered in their femininity. I want women to feel empowered in their womanhood. I want women to know that they're not victims of society. They're strong and incredible. You know, solid Christians, people who really do believe in the Bible, understand that women have a major role in society, or a major role in their marriage. Now, they're using all these new words, but there's nothing here you can disagree with from a biblical standpoint. Right? Women need to be, we need to support their femininity, their womanhood. Now, people on the left now are passing out. Oh, yeah, there's one of those guys who wants them barefoot and pregnant, right? And in the kitchen all the time. No. Not even close. Right? But the way God set up the hierarchy of the family is what we should follow. It is the best solution for a child. And I always love when you know we get a psychologist or you read what they're talking about. Oh, yeah, no, it's not always the best. I mean, traditional families are great and should be, but it needs to be a loving home. Well, it should have been a loving home before they got together and had sex. What do you think about that? That's what it should have been. If you really follow God's plan for your life, you follow God's plan for the family, divorce rates wouldn't be so high in the Christian community. Right? And then what happens is, when you do get people of character, when you do get people to subscribe to a biblical worldview, they get pummeled at colleges, they get pummeled in school, and what are you doing to help them? I give this young lady a lot of credit for saying her idea is to empower women in the right way. Doesn't want women to feel like they're victims. Right? If they want to stay home, they want to take care of kids, they want to pursue a career. These are not against Christian values. Now, earlier this year, Wentworth Institute of Technology hosted an event that taught students how to achieve I got to be nice about this. You know, female ecstasy. How's that? In February, Ohio State University endorsed sending thank you letters to abortion providers during Sex Week. All right? She pushes against these things. She speaks against these things. Why aren't you supporting her? Why aren't you working with her? Supporting her channel. I know some of you are just learning about her. I get it. But think about this. She's out there pushing your values, wanting your daughters, sons and daughters, or what have you, to understand what, you know, what's right for them. Put it that way. So follow her. Subscribe to her channel. I mean, I think it's great. I think it's great that these people are stepping up, stepping out there. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Yes. I got a lot that I want to get through here and have some fun with, seriously. Arizona female swimmers speak out about protecting women's sports. See, I mean, here's the other side, right? One of them says, do we have a voice? Do women have a voice in this? University of Arizona women's swimming and diving team members are demanding that the integrity of women's sports be protected. They sent a letter to the university on March 24th. It's signed by members of the 2008 National Championship team, examines the NCAA's handling of the 2022 National Championship, expressed frustration with allowing Leah Thomas, a biological man, to compete in a women's division. Now, in the letter, swimmers expressed outrage over the state of women's swimming. The NCAA, not a word. The letter was inspired by the University of Texas swimming alumni who penned a letter to their athletic department. They challenged the NCAA's decision to allow Thomas's eligibility. Now, according to Arizona swimmers, it was hard to express the anguish that women's swim community have experienced this past week. On one hand, we feel we are witnessing irrevocable damage to a sport that has transformed our own identities for the better. Look, they get out there. They work hard. They practice. They commit to this thing. It's a big deal. And they don't do it for a year or two. They've been doing it since they were young. Some of them, you know, 6, 7, 8 years old. In lieu of a 2020 marketing the 50th anniversary of Title IX, a law that prohibited sex-based discrimination, has long protected the fairness of women's sports, the Arizona Swimmers argued that the years of women's achievement had been erased in one single year. And she's right. Right? She's right. From the birth of the NCAA in 1906 until 1972, women had to fight to earn a law that provided equal opportunities for women in sports. Separate them out from the men so they wouldn't be constantly dominated by the men. Right? And in one person, one male to female transgender person, in one year, wiped out all those years of fighting. Seriously. Thomas made national headlines of becoming the first transgender woman to claim a national championship. Right? So, again, taking the emphasis away from what's going on, away from the reality of the situation. Now, the victory was the bookend of a season-long saga that resulted in a rule examination and a heavy conversation, if you would, about protecting fairness in women's sports. We need to protect fairness, and not just in women's sports, in men's sports, too. Yeah, not that there are many women that are doing the transgender thing and beating men out. Not seeing that happen. Joe Messina, your host. A lot more on this on the other side of the break. Really, don't go far. I'm enjoying this. Hopefully you are, too.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. I always appreciate the time that you're spending with me. I really am. And, you know, when you send me... Well, these have been long-winded emails during the show. It is so hard for me to read them and check them out. And sometimes it's a topic that sparks the question. But if you could, give me some time. I'll try to pick up some of the stuff in the next show. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. I do appreciate the time that, you let others know about the show. Make sure everybody gets to enjoy what you're listening to. What I hope you're enjoying. If you're listening and you're not enjoying, there might be something wrong with you. I don't know. Just guessing here. Anyway, again, as I said, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right. You know, back at it. A lot going on. A lot happening. So, where was I? Lost it. Oh, there it is. We were talking about the female swimmers in Arizona are now pushing back as well. They used to be afraid to do this, and I'm glad to see some of them are kind of breaking away and going, no. You know, we are women. We were born that way. We've been busted humps since we were, knee high to a bullfrog. To win this, we know, some of these kids, this is the only way they're going to get into college, right? This is the only way they're going to continue through college. They have to keep up, being the best of the best in order to get these scholarships. And now a guy, for all intents and purposes, a guy comes along and takes it away from them. It's just wrong. It's wrong in so many ways. Anyway, Thomas was already grandfathered into the competition and immune to USA swimming standards that pose heavy restrictions on testosterone. That's great. Well, they should. According to the college alumni, though, the NCAA did not go far enough to protect fairness in women's sports. There were many options the NCAA could have implemented to create, you know, fairness for women swimmers. Women swimmers, get me? The swimmers do suggest adding a separate heat designed for transgender swimmers with separate awards. Look, I brought this up weeks ago. You know, we broke it out, male, female, and other, I don't know, whatever you want to do. The problem is they won't give it up because they say they are women. But let's follow the science. Right? I mean, there's certain strengths that you have, no matter what you take, no matter how low your testosterone level goes, you are going to still have certain strengths, certain advantages as a biological male. And frankly, some of the studies that have been done from Yale and other places show that male swimmers or biological male swimmers do have an advantage. Anyway, you cut it, they have one. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Another letter, who is this from? Well, another letter from a professor explains how Hennig was not at a biological disadvantage should she have competed against men, but doing so would have left her with less accomplishments on the national stage. So look what they're doing here, the nasty little twits. Right? They're trying to spin this that the reason she didn't want to compete, the reason she was using his born gender as an excuse was because she didn't want to lose any more races. Wow. Isn't that amazing? Hennig placed fifth in the 100 freestyle. Hennig's time of 47.52 earned the swimmer an All-American award and added 13 points to Yale's team score. The letter states that had Hennig chosen to swim at the men's competition, however, now I'm sorry, but Hennig is a transgender, right, male to female. So if Hennig chosen to swim at the men's competition, however, the same time would have failed to even reach the men's qualifying time. Come on, hello? Anybody getting this? But nobody will speak to it. Nobody wants to talk about it. They want to put down people who even question it. And again, it's a sickness. It's in your face. The science, the facts, the stats are right there in front of you. What are you waiting for? Local news source reached out to the University of Southern California swim coach, David Salo. Was just ahead of the championship meet in March. He echoed a similar solution to provide most equitable response to achieving inclusion. The letter argues that the biological differences between men and women that gave Thomas an advantage. Right now, according to the swimmers, the last seeded qualifier in the men's 500 freestyle would still lap the fastest woman time by 2 laps. This is a constant. This isn't a maybe. They've got years of stats to prove it. This year in the 500 freestyle, the men's standard qualifying time was 4 minutes 11 seconds. The women's standard qualifying time was 4 minutes 35 seconds. All right? Big difference. I mean, when it comes to swimming, big difference. The half a minute. Or close to. Thomas finished first in the championship heat, taking home the title with a clock time of 4:33. Virginia Tech's Emma Wyatt finished the second with a final time of 4:34. More than 1 second behind Thomas. The discrepancy in time has flagged an issue that has sparked swimmers and parents to speak out. It's about speak louder. No joke, speak louder. Another parent, one of Thomas's competitors, spoke with the Georgia Tech student newspaper about how the controversy demoralized and impacted the season. I mean, can you imagine that? You've been beating your brains out. All of a sudden, this person comes out of nowhere. That's five or six or seven girls, women, female types on the team. Right? And they've been trying hard. They've been practicing like crazy. They've been working out like nuts. And then this person shows up, this biological male, that they know coming into it is already 5 seconds faster than them, 6 seconds faster than them. How is that okay? Really, how is that okay? The UA letter concludes with a call to action to the NCAA to acknowledge the biological advantages held by men and protect the fairness of women's sports. They're not going to do that. No, they're going to just, first of all, too much heat. They'll lose too many donations. There's so many liberal loons out there that'll support this. Right? They're not going to stop anytime soon. And we, you know what? You allowed this to happen. We all allowed this to happen. Seriously. Okay, I was going to say last but not least, but we'll see what happens here. You know, love this. From Rhode Island to Utah. There's a boatload of states that are introducing legislation to keep men out of women's sports. This is going to have to make it to the Supreme Court eventually. There's no way around it. The more states are jumping on these bandwagons. The legislators are enacting laws all over the place. Campus Reform has an article up, and I think they're the only ones that reported on it, of the impact of biological men have on women's sports. University of Pennsylvania swimmer Leah Thomas became the first transgender swimmer to win a national title. Okay, now states are continuing to take the action. 11 states have already placed laws on the books. Now, Kansas Senate voted to advance Senate Bill 484. It dubbed the Fairness in Women's Sports Act, which they should all be dubbed the Fairness in Women's Sports Act, all of them. That bill pertains to both K through 12 and collegiate athletics. And it restricts the participation of unless your biological sex matches the league. I don't have a problem with that. I think that's the right way to go. Athletic teams or sports designated for females, women, or girls shall not be open to students of the male sex. Very specific in the bill. A similar bill nearly clinched its approval during the previous legislative term, but was effectively vetoed on the governor's desk by being left on the governor's desk. Now, while Kelly remains in office as a Democrat governor, the lawmakers have now garnered enough support to override a veto should the governor reject the bill. This comes after Senator John Dole switched his previous no to a yes, giving the bill additional support. And they now have the two-thirds majority they need, which is what we need to keep pushing for. I mean, you've got to inundate these people with emails. You have to inundate these people with faxes. Inundate these people. Just inundate these people. Inundate. How many girls have to have their opportunity taken away? You know, think about something. Their college career is crushed over these things. The top scoring female in the country can't win against a mediocre male because the times are so different. I'm not saying that males are better than women. That's not what I mean by that. But in these sports, when you look at the times, they don't lie. The numbers don't lie. The clock doesn't lie. Get out there and support these young ladies. Get out there and support these women in sports. Show me, senior host. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Come back tomorrow. Got a great show tomorrow. I'm not telling you what it is. You have to check the website later on. JoeMessina.com. God bless, people.